Turkish ground forces backed by fighter planes and helicopter gunships are continuing their operation against bases of the Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK, in northern Iraq. Both sides are making conflicting claims over casualties, but it's impossible to independently verify them because of the mountainous and sparsely populated region where the fighting is taking place. On Turkish television, coffins bearing the bodies of Turkish soldiers were shown on the tarmac of an unspecified airport. The Iraqi government claims the operation is an infringement of its territorial integrity. But Turkish Foreign Minister Ali Babacan on Saturday defended the incursion.
En kuvvetli bir şekilde savunan ülkedir aynı zamanda Türkiye. Bildiğiniz gibi
the only target is the terrorist PKK organization, he said. Turkey strongly defends the territorial integrity and political unity of Iraq. No official figure has been given on the size of the incursion or its duration, although Turkish media reports claim up to 10,000 soldiers have entered Iraq. A statement by the Turkish army released on its webpage criticized the media for exaggerating the number of soldiers involved, claiming it had caused unnecessary international tension. The Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Friday tried to allay such concerns.
Terör örgütünü içeride ve dışarıda tam olarak izole etmeyi,
he said, once the military achieves its goal of destroying the PKK's logistical and psychological support, Turkish forces will immediately withdraw. But pressure is growing on Turkey amid concerns the incursion could destabilize Iraq. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice advised caution.
Stability and progress for Iraq is in the interest of Turkey, and so everything should keep in mind that nothing should be done to destabilize what is a fragile but improving situation in Iraq.
Turkey claims the operation is necessary ahead of an expected spring offensive by the Kurdish rebels. Ankara says up to 3,000 PKK members are using the semi-autonomous Iraqi Kurdish enclave as a base to launch attacks against Turkey. The PKK has been fighting for autonomy in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast since 1984. Last autumn, around 50 Turkish soldiers and civilians were killed in a spate of PKK attacks. Until now, Turkish operations against the rebels have been largely confined to airstrikes, aided by US intelligence. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.